This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You are listening to Maulana Habib Bobat.
It is part three of our marriage segment, and today we are going to be dispelling another notion and another misconception in the marriages. Yesterday we discussed that a good partner does not express anger when he or she is upset. And we spoke about why that is not the right approach in the marriages. And we spoke about it being unhealthy because it makes people bottle up their feelings and eventually they end up become resentful towards their partners, and they emotionally withdraw from their partners because they are unable to express their feelings. So we spoke about the importance of creating the environment of both partners allowing themselves to express their feelings, no matter how they are feeling. We are not going to judge them, but we are going to allow them that room and that space to express themselves. Today's myth is: a good partner always agrees with his or her spouse. A good partner always agrees with his or her spouse. Now, this is also another misconception. The reason why it's a misconception is because when you are newly wedded, you think that whatever my spouse says, I think I must agree with him or with her, because that's how we show love. And if we don't agree with each other, that means we don't love each other. And that's how we're supposed to be doing it. But then as you go into marriage, you realize that this is not working out. He likes coffee and I like tea. It's not working out. I think I have to tell him that I don't like coffee. I like tea. I think it's about time. But when they bring it up, it becomes a problem. But all these years, you never say anything. Now all of a sudden, you're changing your mind. No, it's not that I'm changing my mind. It's just that I always thought it's good to agree, but now I realize it's to my detriment and to the detriment of our relationship. So I think it's better I just tell you how I feel. So we need to understand that it's not possible for us to agree on everything. And the reason being is that we are different in our makeup, we are different in our thinking, we are different in whatever we do. I want you to think about this. You see, two siblings, parents are the same, the home is the same, the environment is the same, yet they both have different viewpoints. Two brothers don't agree, two sisters don't agree, brothers and sisters don't agree, they don't see the same point, they don't see the same conclusion. So it tells you, if two brothers and two sisters cannot agree, how are you going to expect two couples or two individuals who are getting married, husband and wife, to agree after that? If you can't agree with your own siblings, how are you going to see that work out in your own marriage? So to simplify the matter, if we cannot get it right in our own home, how are we going to get it right outside of our home with somebody else who's a stranger, who's a total stranger, who has his or her own set of values, who does things differently, who comes from a different background, from a family that does things differently, and you come from a different background and you do things differently on your side. So how do you expect them to be then equal in terms of their thinking, in terms of their conclusion, in terms of seeing things? They're not going to be the same. They're not going to be the same. Another simple example to understand is that look at our fingers. Not all five fingers are the same, although it's our fingers. You've got the baby finger and you've got the other fingers that are different from each other. That they are not the same. So likewise, we are not the same also. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And Allah has emphasized us in the Quran that men and women are not the same. We are different in our psychological makeup. We are different in our productive systems and everything else. We are different in the way we think, the way we talk, the way we grow, the way everything we do, we are different. So in marriage also, when we get married, we must agree to disagree. We must agree to disagree. We don't have to agree with our spouse for everything in life. If we have a different view, you must express it. And the relationship should cater for that. The relationship should be mature enough to allow for different views. So if the husband likes something and the wife does not like it, she must say, with all due respect, listen, I really don't like it. Although you like it, I'm happy for you, not a problem. And likewise, with the husband, if he sees that his wife likes something but he does not like it, with respect and dignity, you can disagree. But you must allow for this nature to blossom in the relationship. If it's going to be, I said we're going to eat at this restaurant, finish, then that makes it very difficult. Then you are ruling with an iron fist. And then you are ruining your relationship. So to have a healthy relationship, you must allow for disagreement. You must let the opposite person express their views, even if you don't agree with them. But just let them speak. That's all. So allow people to disagree with you. Agree to disagree. If you are able to do that, you are telling your partner, I respect you. I allow room for your opinion. And you don't have to agree with me on all matters. It shouldn't be blind. You shouldn't be following your partner blindly. You know, like now they go out there and say, can you see the moon? And then you say, yeah, look at all the stars also. They're so bright. Who are you fooling? You don't have to agree for everything in life. Although you have your own view, you respect your partner, inshallah. So what do you do then? You allow for disagreement. Allow your partner to express their views. And you don't get personal. Don't take it personal. Oh, you don't like it how I do it. Okay. No, don't take it personal. And don't reach your own conclusions. Let your partner have his own view and let her have her own views also. So if you allow for this disagreement in the relationship, then inshallah both parties will be happy. Because if you don't, then there'll be frustration. So that's an important thing for us to understand. The myth that we are discussing today, a good partner always agrees with his or her spouse. That is a myth. That is a misconception. That is a misunderstanding. And that's not going to happen. So rather allow room for disagreement. Agree to disagree with dignity, inshallah. If you are able to do that, I promise you, you'll have a healthy relationship and you will be able to move forward. And like I said, you don't have to agree on her point or your point. We can meet in the middle, and in that way we can solve our issues, inshallah.